The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron will read it. Gives him something to talk about. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At dinner, it's 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you miss the first hour, pretty sporty because of your Texans. So there's that. Aaron, did you get in on the poker last night?
I did. I had fun. It was about, I think, 77 of us. And I lasted all the way to 25, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Good job.
Yeah, I had a decent run. I played it really close to the vest. There were about three or four hands where I was able to clean up with some decent flushes and stuff. And then I had two really bad hands that depleted me enough that I was just like, all right, it's time for bed.
Yeah, my problem the other night, I just got bored. By the time we got down to the final table, it's like, oh, man, I'm tired. I'm ready to pass out, you know. But, hey, I have one more little bit of Texans stuff for you. Yard all bar, right. all the NFL owners by win percentage. So
Okay. Basically,
you can't really do Cal because it's 1 year. So they rated the McNairs overall. Would you care to guess where they would rank among the top 32 ownership groups on win percentage alone?
16th.
That would be my usual guess. How about 23rd?
Oh, my.
Yeah, with a whopping 456. So here's the teams around them. The Rams at 459, who, you know, they were all those Jeff Fisher years under Kroenke. So that kind of explains that. The Tampa Bay Bucks with the Glazers. The Cincinnati Bengals at 25. The Dolphins at 26, the Lions at 27, Daniel Snyder at 28, the Bidwells and the Cardinals at 29, the Panthers under David Tepper, 375, but he hasn't been there very long, so. The Jaguars with Shad Khan at .297, and Jimmy Haslam's Cleveland Browns, .259. But you're basically in that group with all those are all the teams we make fun of.
Yeah.
The Jets have a better win percentage.
Boy. Now, who's the give me like the top 10.
Number one's pretty obvious. That's your boy Robert Kraft at .699. Nothing telling about that. The Broncos with Pat Bowlen estate.
I was going to say I would have said I mean I assumed that New England would be number one, but then when you think about how long the Steelers have been owned by the same people, I would have thought that they would have been in the conversation. I know the Ravens under Bisciotti have been pretty impressive, and I would have guessed the Packers would have been pretty good too.
I think you're going to be surprised on the Steelers, believe it or not. But okay. So yeah, here's number two is the Broncos. Number three, the
Ravens.
That's
surprising to me.
What's that, the Broncos?
The Broncos, yeah.
Well, they did win a Super Bowl and get to another one, and Bolin was there for a long time. And they were always 9-7-ish, too, I mean, for the longest time. Your Packers are number four at 568.
That's not a surprise.
This one... Keep in mind that this family has owned this team for 200 years, but the Bears with the Hallises at 565.
Okay.
Seahawks with the Allens at 564. Eagles with Jeffrey Lurie are number 7.
That's maybe
a surprise. The 49ers, they combine the DeBartolos and Jed York, which I don't know, but that's number 8.
That seems odd.
Yeah.
Why would you combine two ownerships?
Well, he's technically, I guess the daughter owns it with him. I don't know the whole, I don't follow it closely enough. I don't care about who owns teams that much, except when they screw
I guess,
up.
I think it's his nephew, if I'm not mistaken. Jed York is the Bartolo.
It's same family,
or
I guess.
But, okay.
Number 9, Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry. .544.
Jerry. Man, I can't believe you haven't said the Roonies.
Well, number 10, the Raiders. With the Davises.
Oh, boy. Yeah. They had a long run of success that made up for their long run of awful.
Number 11, the Giants with the Maras, 534.
Okay.
The Chiefs are number 12, which.
That's a long owned group.
Yeah. The Falcons tied for 13th with the Saints.
Okay.
With the Bensons. Vikings are 15th.
My goodness.
At 16th, the Pittsburgh Steelers, 529.
They've got six Super Bowls under that family.
Yeah.
And they're 16th in winning percentage?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I mean, 529 is still over. You know, it's still good, but.
But doesn't that seem low?
It does
seem 529?
Yeah.
I guess,
but it says,
I mean,
it does say
I've never known the Steelers not to be a good franchise.
Well, and here's why, because this was before you were born. Before Chuck Noll's 1969 arrival, the franchise was largely a laughing stock. They have a 529 win percentage, largely because they played one postseason game from 1933 to 1971.
Oh, okay. Man.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes some sense. I guess I didn't know how bad they were before, you know, they were really, I'm guessing at some point they were the Pirates even. But, yeah, that's a surprise.
So, yeah, I would have, I had no idea that they were that bad for that long. But, Lamont says he thinks Biden will go from Abrams to deliver the Southern black vote. Well, you can get a few, you know, she's like third choice. So you make a few bucks off of that if you want to go bet it.
Hey, Fred, where were the, where was the Adams family on that list?
Well, the Adams family checked in. We'll do the AFC
Texans?
South. Well, yeah, because the Colts came in at 18 with the Irsays, which, considering that they had Peyton Manning for as long as they did, that 493 winning percentage under that family.
Well, but they also, like in the 70s, 80s, they were pretty bad.
Number 19, the Tennessee Titans under the Adams family at 484. So that's right ahead of the Chargers and the Jets and the Rams and then your Houston Texans.
Damn. All right.
So, I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse about things. I was hoping there'd be some good news in that, but apparently not. So,
no, sorry.
I'm trying to find any positive for Texans fan. I really am. And you know, those knuckleheads today, it just proves everything we already knew, is that they don't know what they're doing and they think they do and they turn the keys over to a guy who is just going to continue to screw things up because he's won 4 out of 6 division titles and he keeps bringing that up. So you know what? Good for you, man. Just keep printing those AFC South champion t-shirts.
if that's what does it for you.
Well, clearly that's what does it for Cal McNair. So interestingly enough, I'm looking at my Houston Twitter trends. Number one, Rudy T. Number two, COVID-19. Number three, Cal McNair. Number four, Free Code Friday contest, whatever that is for video games. So
you don't know that?
Cal McNair? No, I don't know what that's about.
Oh, come on.
Oh, but both Cal McNair and Rudy T are trending. So,
all right.
Bill O'Brien not in the top four, interestingly enough. In fact, he's not in the top nine. It's Texas City's trending because I guess there's a nursing home there where, like, they have a bunch of people tested positive in the nursing home. That is the worst place for this thing to be, is in a nursing home. That's the people it's affecting the most. So, and then apparently Bank of America was also trending because they were the first ones to get people to sign up for those small business loans. And yeah. they basically, I have a friend actually who was trying to get one for her business, and you know, you had to have had I mean, they made these ridiculous rules on you before you could apply. And like, she did all her banking there and all her business there, but never had a Bank of America credit card. So they basically told her she couldn't apply.
Okay.
Which, you know, that's make it harder on people, guys. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I did hit my little bet at Oaklawn for, you know, not a huge score, but a decent score. So
there you go.
My one bet of the day.
Where were you playing?
I was playing on BetUS.com.
And, look at you.
Yeah, the favorite won the race, but I had an 8-1 I liked a lot, so I had him in the exactas behind him. And BetUS Racing, that's where the win came. And they offer all the excitement of the track plus so much more. And tomorrow there'll be a good card at Oaklawn. I'll be on it, and I'll be on BetUSRacing.com. They offer daily rebates too. So basically every dollar I bet today, I'm getting a chunk back when I sign on in the morning. And they've also got a casino. So if you just want to get in there and mess around with blackjack or any of that kind of stuff, they got you covered. But they're about the ponies, and ponies are where it's at on BetUSRacing.com. And how about this? Blitz listeners, if you sign up, you're going to qualify for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. You just go to BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. That's BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. Two words. Don't put them together. Two words, The Blitz. You can sign up today for a shot at that exclusive $500 welcome bonus. Go to BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz and get in on the racing action today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I have an alien update for you. Apparently, there have been four recent UFO sightings, and now there's a photo of an asteroid, not the asteroid that's coming to kill us April 29th. Not that we have enough to worry about with...
We have updated odds on that thing, by the way?
It's still supposed to miss us by a bunch, but...
Okay.
You know, in the grand scheme of space, it's coming close. But apparently there's an asteroid that's big enough that it has a name. It's called Eros, and it's a large space rock with a diameter of about 10.4 miles. And okay. Someone found a photo that NASA took and believes there is an alien structure on it. And that NASA didn't realize it was an alien structure, because anytime something like this happens, apparently they go to the trouble of removing or censoring the images. But,
no, they probably didn't realize it because they don't believe in alien crap.
Well, possibly. Oh, okay. But if you saw an alien
Aaron, does your wife believe in aliens?
I don't think she believes in like aliens as you and I pictured them. She thinks that there's probably some other life form out there across all these galaxies.
And she thinks they're aliens.
Yes and no, like, but it doesn't mean that they're like advanced enough to build their own societies like we have. They might be just some type of animal creature looking thing.
Like some sort of amoeba or something?
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. We haven't talked too much about it.
You should find out.
I know she thinks that there's the odds that there's some other type of life out there in the universe exists, but we haven't gone too deep into how intelligent or how advanced it would be.
Okay.
Well, I think it's pretty arrogant to think we'd be the most advanced civilization in the universe, but that's just me. Apparently, skeptics in NASA would say the object and other similar findings are just the effects of pareidolia, which is a psychological phenomenon when the brain tricks the eyes into seeing familiar objects or shapes and patterns. Didn't we used to call that a mirage back in the day?
Yes.
That's a lot less fancy. But, yeah. Well, we do need, you know what? We do need, Aaron, I want you to report back with what your wife says about aliens.
I will make it a topic of conversation this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it up organically.
Yeah. You know, just maybe flip over to Ancient Aliens. Yeah, flip it over to Ancient Aliens and say, hey, what do you think of this? Because it'll be on tonight. So,
but also, if she is crazy, I mean, you should probably take that into account. You know, do you really want to be holed up during the apocalypse with someone who believes in aliens?
I mean, she hasn't killed me yet.
Not yet.
Maybe she's here to study you.
That could be.
You ever thought about that? Yeah. I mean, because I think that's. That's what aliens are probably doing if they're hanging around here. They're studying us to figure out, maybe we'll try this virus and see if it kills them. Just a thought. Keith says, yeah, screw Bank America. The company I work for was denied because we never needed a loan from them. Yeah, that was part of the problem. If you'd never taken a loan from them, you couldn't
one
now.
If you didn't want our money when you didn't need it, we're not going to give it to you when you do. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, man, but that's one of those things that, you know, okay, you know, I mean, that whatever, guys. People sure are happy to bail those banks out when they needed to in 2008, but now that they're there supposedly helping us with money from the government, let's just stick stupid stuff on here so they can't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they can't take all the loans that people are trying to apply for. I saw the numbers were just ridiculous. But that just seems like a pretty BS thing to disqualify somebody for. So how about one more little piece of wonderful news, since we don't have enough things out there that can kill us right now. This would be a hey man bleep that for me, because I don't need to know the hurricane forecast today for
okay.
Hurricane season, but it's out, and they're calling for above normal action this year.
That would be typical that we would get that this year.
This year's forecast is predicting there will be 16 named storms in the Atlantic, and 8 of those will form into a hurricane. Of those 8, 4 of those are predicted to strengthen to Category 3 to 5. And the chances that one of those makes landfall in the United States, 69%.
69.
Yeah, 69 keeps popping up today. I don't know why. The average over the... hey, man, we've all been locked down. The average over the last century is 52%. And it says there's a 95% chance that at least one hurricane will make landfall in the U.S.
Damn.
So...
yeah, not a great time for that.
Yeah, we really don't want that. Don't need that news. I've been saying, I don't want to. You know, what I really want to do is not have to think about that yet. We got enough things to worry about day to day right now. So you really didn't need to release your damn hurricane projections.
Yeah, now's not the time, hurricane predicting people.
And they also released their names of the Hurricanes.
Oh, and are they the boys or girls this year?
They rotate. So, like, the first one will be Arthur.
Oh, that's me. It's my first name.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be the one that kills us. The Probably. Second one, Bertha.
Oh, is she a great big fat hurricane?
I mean, honestly, I've never known a skinny Bertha. I never have. No, so that'll be the big category 5 fat one. Yeah. Cristobal is your third name.
Okay.
Dolly is your fourth.
That
one will be really front heavy.
top heavy.
Yeah, exactly. And Eduard, but spelled Eduard.
They just don't want to get. They don't want to get just regular dudes named Ed in trouble.
No, apparently not. So, 713-780 ESPN is your number. So basically, just to recap, you know, Bill O'Brien is ruining the Texans. That was your first hour. The coronavirus is out there, and it's coming for you. The asteroid is out there, and it's coming for you. And now the Hurricanes are out there, and they're coming for you. So,
hey, do you remember when I said I feel bad for Mark Vandermeer?
Yeah. Yeah.
He just tweeted. And listen, I don't want to push anybody away from our programming. I hope you all stay here. But he says, John Harris and I play the Cal McNair, Bill O'Brien, Jack Easterby conference call and talk about it on Texans All Access from 6 to 7 on Sports Radio 610 and the Texans app. First comment. So in other words, if you want to hear three guys feeding the fan base a bunch of BS, then half a couple other guys trying to put a positive spin on it, tune in. And this guy can't be fired fast enough. And then a couple of memes of just people rolling their eyes and grabbing their purse and walking away. No one, I mean, he's really in the most impossible situation as the guy who has to pretend like this is somehow not insane.
Not only did you have to sit through it, but now you have to do a show where you're going and analyzing it and talking about all the
positives. That's the worst. Yeah, we're going to play it on the air, and then we're going to pretend like it's not crazy. I almost wish we were allowed to carry that.
I know. That would be worth the price of admission. That's too bad, because I would be. I'm kind of curious. I'll probably go back and listen to it on the podcast just to hear how they spin it. And yeah, you know, I do feel bad for those guys, but you know, that was John Harris is his buddy. What's he going to do?
Yeah, they're boys.
He's never going to say anything bad. And they'll just party line it. It's like, yeah, we'll miss DeAndre Hopkins, but look at what you got. I mean, David Johnson, if he
can't look at just one move, they'll say.
Yeah.
you have to look at all the moves.
The drop-off from DeAndre to Randall Cobb is not that much at all, and the improvement you made at running back, that's going to make a huge difference. You know, that's the kind of stuff
they
say.
You re-signed Bradley Roby and Kymie Fairbairn, so
yeah,
pretty much even Stevens.
And, yeah, you lost DJ Reader, but then he went out and got Timmy Jernigan. So,
same thing.
You know, you got to look at the whole thing. A32 says you guys could Mystery Science Theater it. That would be the best if we could play it and then comment on them.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's too bad. But, oh well. All right, we'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. We'll try a phone call or two if you guys want to do it. The USA Today has been doing, like, each day without sports, so we're on day 23 without it. The headline today, day 23 without sports, remember hating the Astros? This week would have been a big one. Apparently this was when they were going to Anaheim and all the Dodgers fans were going to buy up all the tickets and go and boo them the entire time.
That would have been really, really exciting.
Yeah.
Dodger fans. Boy. It would have almost been like celebrating a World Series championship, except different.
Yeah, except you didn't win one. So congratulations.
No. That's the only difference.
Oh, God. You know, I'm really hopeful that when all this ends, that we're done with most of this cheating crap. I mean, I think people should realize we have more important things to worry about now.
You would think so. It's not it's not the biggest thing in the whole wide world, but you know how people are. Of course they're going to think that. They'll go right back to it as soon as things go back to normal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. You know, people will go back to being stupid. I mean, they already are. It's like it's so hard to get on Twitter because they politicize everything so much with this, and it's just, oh, look at this. Oh, look at this. And, you know, they're like little children. It's like, no, he hit me first. No, he hit me first. It's like, oh, my God, people. So I'm really to the point where I'm about to just start unfriending people that keep retweeting that crap because I don't follow anybody like that.
Right.
But, you know, and like a bunch of people sent me some dumb thing that Jemele Hill said, and it's like there's nothing that person's going to say that I give a rat's ass about. So, you know, please don't.
Yeah, I don't need Jemele Hill in my life.
No. Jerry Bow just tweeted out the free roll tonight and 150 cash to first place that he's given away. So,
nice.
Yeah. It's a good thing Jerry's doing, man. You know, he's a good dude, and, you know, we've been talking a lot because we're all in lockdown, and like the one Saturday we went and bet horses all day, and then we came up with this poker idea, and it's really taken off and given people, and people seem to be having fun with it, you know. And I mean, I think 150 in the pot, I might actually go ahead and do that. But
yeah, and Jason, one of our listeners, Jason, is the one who he added $100 to the prize pool. So very cool.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hey, that's another good dude. He and I would hang out at the track a lot, and we've had a few beers together, and I like him a lot, man. He's a good guy. Shows up at a lot of our stuff when we're out and about, which, you know, I miss that. I miss getting out and doing the show and getting to see everybody that comes to see us and stuff like that. But, you know, it's going to pass. And until it does, we just got to keep finding ways to not kill ourselves. But
that's it. Not kill each other.
I mean, man, well, yeah. Well, usually we're around each other so much that it's like, okay, you know, kind of getting tired of this guy. And now it's like, damn, I really miss being in the office.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's like just little stuff, just, asking Lance a couple draft questions or, you know, kind of going over things with Josh and Brandon for the website and little stuff like that, you know, just walking in and checking in on everybody. But a couple things from the text line. Thank you for being a sports show that doesn't suck with no sports going on. Just flipped over to 610 to check it out. Dude is polishing Sterner's stones. I'm jealous about you white dudes during coronavirus. You guys don't need haircuts.
Okay. I actually need a haircut pretty bad. I haven't shaved my head since this thing started.
Yeah.
And I'm considering growing it out and seeing how crazy it gets. And if I can get like the whole clown ring thing going.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you know what? You might grow it out and say, hey, I've got more than I thought. Maybe I'll go see Dr. Linville.
Probably
not.
He
can fix you.
I'd like my look when I'm bald.
Yeah.
But I hate it when my hair is like, when it's not taken care of, not groomed consistently. So I've that's my big deal is I need to keep on top of it. And I usually shave every day, every other day at the most. But yeah, since I haven't been, there's no point in me burning up razors. Like you said, right, you're on back order for them. So
yeah,
I'd much rather save those razors for my wife to use. It's much more important that she stays clean shaven than me.
Exactly.
At least in my world, it's more important. So I'll just continue to grow my hair out, my beard out until we get out of this thing.
Yeah, I was always planning to grow the hair out as long as it would go, but I went to get one of those disposable razors today, and the only ones they had, because I only go to this one place, this one gas station where the guy's got it so locked down, and there's no other people in there, and he's got masks and gloves and everything, and he's disinfecting everything when you go to the counter, which is really cool. So I went to get to find one of those disposable razors, and the only one they had, there was one left, and it's one that you had to buy like a thing of shaving cream with it. So and I mean, it's like the cheapest plastic POS you can find, and yeah, but I
so
did
you
it.
Were all the way I, out of you were all the way out of razors then.
Yeah. Yeah, and
that sucks. I've got some. I'm just saving them.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like now I'm probably just going to say, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to grow the beard, and then when we get past this, I'll shave it. But I look 30 years older when the beard starts growing out, which is I don't need to look 30 years older because I'm already old. So
that's true. God, you'll look like the Crypt Keeper, like a fat Crypt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Crypt Keeper with a beard. Says it's supposed to rain and be gloomy like the next 7 days, just what we need during these depressing times. Well, look at the bright side. Pretty much stuck inside anyway.
That's right. What are you going to do anyway?
If that keeps people from going out and congregating, the only problem is, you know, if I can't get out for a run or something, but, you know, that's I'll just pace the entire show again.
You can't run in the rain?
I don't enjoy it. I mean, running sucks enough as it is. I'm not one of those people who loves running. I do it to try to, you know, not die. I don't like doing it in the rain. Plus, I mean, it's kind of hard for me because I'm old.
I guess you don't want to take a chance of getting sick and, you know, compromising your immune system, stuff like that. That makes some sense, I guess.
Yeah, just in case, you know, in case the Rona is going to come after me, I want to be, you know, fully liquored up and ready to rock and roll. But I don't want to, you know, catch a cold, and all of a sudden I get the Rona, and it turns into poor Tony Baselli in the ICU.
You don't want that.
Which is, and that's what's so weird about this thing. Like, his wife gets it and barely has a cough, and he gets it and winds up in the ICU. I mean, it's just, Bama Papa Joe wants to know what your guys' names are on Poker Stars. I'm the Falcon 975 is mine.
Mine is very, very creative. It's AJ Hoffman Jr.
Isn't that the one you had back in the day?
No, because I didn't play on Poker Stars back in the day. I played on Ultimate Bet back in the day, and it was Hoffa Beast.
I was on all of them. I was on Full Tilt, Poker Stars, Ultimate Bet, Party Poker for a while.
I was on Full Tilt and Ultimate Bet, and the only time I would play really on Full Tilt was when Ultimate Bet was down for some reason.
Well, that was when I was playing really high stakes sit and goes on Full Tilt because they'd fill. And
yeah,
there was a stretch there where I was playing $3,200 buy in sit and goes. And I had gotten as high as number 5 in the world on their sit and go rankings at one point. And because I had a real good run, and then things went to hell after that. But the cool thing about Full Tilt was that you would get on there and there'd be, you know, you might not be playing the actual pro. It might be one of their friends or something. But like Huck Seed was always playing those, so I probably played against Huck Seed 100 times in those high dollar sit and goes.
Nice, yeah. I was playing mostly like we'd play $150, $200 buy ins, but that was also when I had a couple buddies I was playing with regularly, sometimes in the same room. It's, you know, so if you're three of you at a 6-man table, you know, your odds were good.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. When I'm pulling up right beside you, pop star Lil Mariah. When I take skate game wireless, throw a stack on the Bible. No Snapchat, it took my home. She fought through plenty, her and all her guineas. Yeah. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Happy Friday. I just tweeted out, for those of you who are asking about the poker tournament, I just tweeted out the instructions again. So, and Austin asking about the app. There is, you can't get on the app. It has to be a laptop and or a desktop. But sorry, we looked at everything. This was the best thing for what we want to do. And I think once everybody figures it out, this is the best setup for us in terms of what we're trying to do for people. So, hey, before we get to the gym of the day, quick movie report for you. I watched a movie called Badland last night on Netflix. Have you seen that?
I've not.
It's a Western, and it wasn't great, but it did have some really, really good actors in it. Like Bruce Dern has a great role and Jeff Fahey. And I think my favorite part, basically the premise is the main character is a Pinkerton detective who's been hired to go around and find former Confederate war criminals. And
so it's like the guys who go and hunt Nazis, except for in the Old West.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Except he works alone and instead of having a whole group. But I think the most perfect part of it is Jeff Fahey's character's name, because he plays, you know, he's this old school Southern gentleman who's now a sheriff, and his character name is Huxley Wainwright. And like, I believe Huxley would be a fine Southern genteel gentleman's name. Huxley. So, yeah. It's when you start running out of stuff, it's probably worth your time. But it's not going to blow you away. There's
it's not
good
pressing
to it. No. But Huxley, sir. Huxley is such a fine name. I think I'd like to be Huxley myself. Wouldn't really go with Fowler, but
no, Huxley Fowler. No, not as much.
Huxley Wainwright seems quite perfect. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Are you familiar with the actor Wayne Brady?
Yes.
Have you seen how he's handling lockdown?
I've not.
Well, if you think things are bad at your place, he is on self-isolating with his ex-wife and her boyfriend.
Oh, no. How did that come to be?
Yeah, apparently they're still friends and everything, which, yeah, okay, you know, whatever. I mean, people do what they do. But, you know, they all were basically had to isolate because of exposure, and they're all in the same place, which I guess makes sense if you want to hang out with your kids. But, boy, if I had to be on lockdown, like if the wife and I were splitting up and her boyfriend was here with us,
not ideal.
No. Yeah, you know, especially when you're downstairs and you're hearing the
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Really? no matter how bad things are for you out there, we're gonna find some positives over the rest of the show here. This is one of them. It could be worse. You could be on lockdown with your ex and his or her new friend. Actually,
that'd be rough.
One of my friends, she just broke up with her boyfriend, and they're stuck in the same it's been about a month now, but they had just broken up and he hadn't had a chance to get a new place yet. And so they're still stuck together. And it's like, oh, man, that's got to be real fun. Either that or maybe you fix
not
things.
Ideal.
Maybe you fix things, you know, because you have no choice. Either that or you're just like, yeah, well, remember when you did this? Yeah, well, you did this. That's why your ass is sleeping down there. That'd be real fun. We got enough to worry about right now.
For real. That's a tough pill to swallow, I would guess. I would probably just... are they at his house?
Yeah, well, I think it's his place, yeah. I think they have an apartment together is what it is.
Well, a famous person got divorced. It's probably her house now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're talking about Wayne Brady. I was talking about my friend. I think it's her house, so... Oh, well. Do you see this stuff going on with the Amazon worker who walked out? And really bizarre story. Apparently, there was an Amazon worker who was fired for trying to stage a walkout to protest the company's poor response to the coronavirus outbreak.
Okay. Well, I heard Whole Foods was going to go on strike.
Oh, yeah?
That's what people were saying.
Well, they basically sent out a memo about this guy and basically trying to discredit him. So the memo says he's not smart or articulate, and to the extent the press wants to focus on us versus him, we will be in a much stronger PR position than simply explaining for the umpteenth time how we're trying to protect workers.
All right.
They tried to squash his credibility, and he said the company did not enact adequate measures to protect workers at its facility in Staten Island, and he was later fired. And he's put out a statement that Amazon would rather fire workers than face up to its total failure to do what it should do to keep us, our families, and our communities safe. I'm outraged and disappointed, but I'm not shocked. As usual, Amazon would rather sweep a problem under the rug than act to keep workers and working communities safe. I'm guessing, you know, and I don't know what the facilities look like for Amazon, but I'm guessing you got to have a bunch of people in there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would imagine, I mean, and that's a high, I don't know. It's funny that there's people who, there's a lot of people who are out of work altogether, and then there's some people who, they don't understand why they're still working.
Yeah.
But if they aren't working, they're still going to want to get paid. That's kind of the catch-22 of it. They're like, well, we shouldn't have to be working. Okay, then we won't pay you. Wait, that's not fair. Now you look like the bad guy. I mean, it's such a weird thing.
Well, and you know, I think it's also depends on the type of company. You know, when you're a smaller company and your family run and things like that, most of the time your employees become like family and you do your best to help them out. But something big like Amazon that just is an absolute monster, I can't imagine there's much. I don't work there, but you know, I've worked for one big corporation in my life and they don't give a rat's ass about their employees. I mean, you just, you know, produce what you're supposed to produce. And, oh, by the way, we're going to make money anyway. And that's all they cared about. But, yeah, I don't know. U2 says, been in plenty of warehouses, lots of people, close quarters, touching boxes and boxes and boxes. That's kind of how I imagine it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not ideal, but we're going to shut down you're going to shut down these warehouses? Then what?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, at some point, even if we start deciding some of these things aren't as essential, I think something like that's about as essential as it's going to get with people on lockdown. So, you know, and now can you do more to protect your workers and make sure that everything's sanitized and, you know, do the things you're supposed to be doing, wash your damn hands and wear a mask and all that stuff? Absolutely. But, you know, you can't just shut that down. I mean, there's certain things that you will start. If people can't get some of the things that are being delivered on Amazon, I mean, you know, dog food, for instance, and things like that. I mean, there's a lot more that you get from there. So, yeah, I just think that's that's necessary. So, you know, suck it up a little, I guess.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN.
Or don't be mad if you're not getting paid to not work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's fine if you don't want to work. Just, okay.
You don't have to work.
Yeah. And I don't know. Everybody has different experiences, right? Some guys have been working for really crap organizations for a long time, and some people are working for, some people are working for good companies. And, you know, like I mean, our company really cares about its employees, and we do the best we can for everybody. And, you know, that's something not everybody has. But, you know, at some point you're just thankful to be able to work. And
exactly.
You know, I'm glad we can keep doing this. Boy, a bunch of people saying they signed up. So, should be a fun one tonight.
Guess who else is going to play with us?
Who's that?
Matt Dean.
Really?
Yep. Just talk to him.
Awesome. Yeah, I hope I hope he's at another table. Matt Dean is the one.
You're
scared? Yes, I am.
Fred.
No, you know what? I have played with a lot of big name players and a lot of people, but I learned so much from Matt Dean that he is the one guy that I never want to sit at a table with, even for free poker, because
he's only human.
He will bet me off of every hand. I'll be sitting there with quads, he probably got the straight flush.
But here's my conversation. I said, he said he's hanging with his daughter till 8:15, 8:30, so he may play and fold for a while. And I said, well, let me know when you join the group, and we'll get a spot at the table for you. He said, ha-ha. Or I said, listeners will be stoked to play with you. He said, ha-ha, I'm dying to get sucked out on in a free roll by listeners gunning for me. It's what I've been dreaming about. And I said, well, welcome to my last week.
Exactly. But, I honestly, Matt is as good a player as I've ever been around in my life. And, if he had kept doing that, I mean, he would be as successful as anybody. I mean, but he, you know, I mean, it's not a fun life running
around playing
tournaments.
He's a family
man. Yeah, he's a family man, and he's got a great family, and and one of these days when all this ends, I'd love to sit down and play real money again, so you could actually watch just how intimidated I am by Matt Dean. You'll laugh your ass off. So, all right, we're gonna take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
This is ESPN 97.5.